Dance me to your beauty with the burning violin. Dance me through the panic till I'm gathered safely in. Lift me like an olive branch and be my homeward dove. And dance me to the end of love. Oh, dance me to the end.
Hello! Tonight's featured artist is a woman at the peak of her powers who sings with power and tenderness and a sound that is second to none. She's absolutely familiar to UK audiences but is gracing the jazz capital of the world, New York City, where she's residing at the moment. I speak of Christine Tobin performing the enigmatic words of songsmith Leonard Cohen in a set that will also feature a piece by Paul Simon amongst some fine Christine Tobin originals. Also coming up, jazz writer Sebastian Scotney will be on the show exploring the connection between jazz and folk music. Well, we kick off the show with the legendary Sarah Vaughan, who was also known endearingly as both the Divine One and Sassy, which logically could be a play on her name. But legend has it that in a very male-dominated environment, she could match all the guys, not only musically with her voice, but with her quick wit and sharp tongue. Well, with a few brief words from the compere at Rosie's in New Orleans, here's Sarah Vaughan with her trio and their high-octane rendition of the standard by Jean DePaul, Patricia Johnston, and Don Ray. This is I'll Remember April.
Live from Rosie's, the Divine One, Sarah Vaughan.
Thank you, man.
Content to love you once in April. Your lips were warm and love and spring will know I'm not afraid. But I'm in a sorrow. I'll remember April and you. I will dwindle in the glowing ashes. The flame will last but a little while. I won't forget and I won't be lonely. I'll remember April and be glad.
Thank you.
The incomparable Sarah Vaughan and I'll Remember April from the album Live at Rosie's. Now, the original broadcast tapes from an American National Public Radio series called Jazz Alive in 1978 recently came to light, capturing her with Carl Schroeder on piano, Walter Booker on bass, and the legendary Jimmy Cobb on drums for two sets at Rosie's Jazz Club in New Orleans. The album captures this divine vocalist in an intimate setting on fine form with all the lovely banter, chat and humor that only these masters can conjure. Next, we turn our attention to the transatlantic group The Impossible Gentlemen. There's a cohesion, strength and compositional element that reminds me of some of the best ensembles in jazz frequented by pianist Don Grolnick, vibraphonist Mike Manieri and saxophonist Michael Brecker. Parallels with their group Steps Ahead from the 80s come to mind that bridge a certain kind of modernism with fusion-flavored compositions and high-level soloing. The charismatic Adam Nussbaum is on drums with fellow American Steve Rodby on bass, with former BBC Radio 3 New Generation jazz artist Gwilym Simcock on piano, who now shares the distinction with Rodby of performing with the legendary guitarist Pat Metheny, as he currently holds the piano chair in his touring band. New member Ian Dixon is on saxophone and woodwind duties with sensational guitarist Mike Walker, bringing his flair, musicality, and a big influence on the musical direction as one half of the main writing team for this album, which is Walker and Simcock. They are the Impossible Gentlemen and released their third album, and this is the title track, Let's Get Deluxe. The exciting sound of The Impossible Gentleman and Let's Get Deluxe, out soon on July the 1st on the Basho Records label. And the band will be touring throughout July and August. For more information on these dates, check out the link on the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. Now, if you're a fan of songwriters Paul Simon and Leonard Cohen, you're in for a treat, as our featured artists will be celebrating some of their music as part of tonight's performance. Irish vocalist Christine Tobin lights up the airwaves this evening. By way of a preview, this is her take on Cohen's Story of Isaac, originally released on his 1969 album Songs from a Room. Here's Christine's version from the 2016 South Coast Jazz Festival, Shoreham by Sea, featuring guitarist Phil Robson, and it starts with a virtuosic bass introduction from Dave Whitford.
Slowly, my father, he came in. I was 9 years old. He stood so tall above me, and his blue eyes, they were shining. His voice was very cold. He said, I've had a vision, and you know I'm strong and holy. I must do what I've been told. So we started up the mountain. Running, he was walking, and his axe was made of gold. The trees, they got much smaller, and the lake like a lady's mirror when we stopped to drink some wine. Then he threw the bottle over. I heard it break a minute later. Then he put his hand on mine. I thought I saw an eagle, but it might have been a vulture. I never could decide. And then my father built an altar. He looked once behind his shoulder, but he knew I would not hide. Must not do it anymore. A scheme is not a vision, and you never have been tempted by a demon or a god. You stand above them now with your hatchets blunt and bloody. You were not there before. When I lay upon the mountain and my father's hand was trembling with the beauty of the world. La la da 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 turns down to dust. I will kill you if I must. I'll help you if I can. When it all comes down to dust, I will help you if I must. I'll kill you if I can. And mercy on our uniform, man of peace, man of war, the peacock spreads his
Christine Tobin and her trio with Phil Robson and Dave Whitford, and we'll be returning to that set later on the show. Plus, we'll also hear from Christine herself in conversation with Jazz Lineup's Kevin Legendre. On FM, online, and on digital radio, this is Jazz Lineup with me, Julian Joseph. We now turn to Jazz Lineup reporter Sebastian Scotney, who's been investigating the relationship between jazz and the inherent musical folk traditions across the UK, looking at places where the two meet each other, what it produces, and how artists like Hugh Warren, Barb Younger, Colin Steele, and many others put it into perspective. He starts off in a place where they seem to get along with each other quite naturally.
I've been intrigued by the relationship between jazz and the folk music of Britain, and to discover some of the intersections between the two. I've been wondering why, in total, in Britain, jazz musicians appear perhaps less engaged with our own traditions than they are in many other countries. I've noticed that in the past year, the UK has been visited by performers from all over the world, completely passionate about their heritage. It's one of the major themes in European jazz. There's been the German singer Simin Tanda exploring her Iraqi roots, or Elena Duni, who I heard having an incredible effect on a room full of Albanians and Kosovars. But I've started in a place in the British Isles where the links are close, where the relationship is uncomplicated. Scotland. That trumpeter you heard there, with his bright tone happily sailing over the top of a group of Scottish fiddlers and bagpipers, was Colin Steele, born in Glasgow and now living in Edinburgh. He tends to call his background pure jazz, but the folk music was also clearly there from the start. He has a good line when he talks about what happened when he started composing. He says that every time he wrote a tune, it sort of came out folky. With Colin Steele, the jazz-folk connection seems natural, easy. That was View from the Round Church from Colin Steele's album Stramash. So in Scotland, it's natural for jazz musicians to be drawn to folk because the tradition is so present. Jazz is about making choices. And when I think about what creative jazz musicians do, that's perhaps where I start from. Yes, they can select the music they want to engage with and make something individual, characterful, and personal from it. The techniques of improvisation can be applied to any music that they decide they want to present. Jazz musicians are also perhaps the most adaptable, mobile of musicians. They attempt to build a personal and convincing language of their own out of what has gone before, and that involves choices. One jazz musician with breadth and depth who has a lot of choices and who has made a number of collaborations in the folk arena is Welsh pianist and composer Hugh Warren. When I spoke to him, I wondered about his musical relationship with his home country. His answer was to put Wales in the broader context. His view of the world is very much the outward-facing look.
I think it goes beyond just a sort of nationalistic desire to support the music from your country. I really like that Hermeto Pascoal quote when he says, I'm a real proud Brazilian man, but my music isn't Brazilian, it's universal. I like that idea that you can celebrate your sort of nationality and your ethnicity, I guess, without it necessarily being sort of, this is the only way.
What Hugh Warren says is totally consistent with what he has done. He works with a Neapolitan singer, Maria Pia De Vito. He's worked with some amazing Austrian musicians. And ever since his mid-20s, and that is now more than a quarter of a century, he has had a major working relationship with the English singer June Tabor. I asked him about that.
Fast forward to 1987, June Tabor calls me and she says, oh, I've been given your number by a mutual friend. Would you like to do a gig and a tour with me and Maddie Pryor? As the project they had called the Silly Sisters. And of course I said, that sounds lovely, you know, first gig at the Purcell Room or something like that. And so I met June then, and I mean, June's very much a storyteller. So the musical language, in a way, I think this runs right through to Quercus as well. It's rather than taking folk music and improvising on it or sort of combining these styles, it's more just trying to create a new language that has elements of both in it. You know, so rather than it being a fusion, it seems to be another way of playing.
The lads in their hundreds to Ludlow coming for the fair. There's lads from the barn and the forge and the mill and the fold. The lads for the girls and the lads for the liquor there. And there were the rest, are the lads who will never be old. From the town and the field and the till and the cart, and many to count are the stalwart, and many the brave, and many the handsome of face and the handsome of heart, and few that will carry their looks or their truth to the grave.
That tune sung by June Tabor on the ECM album Quercus does sound like an English folk song. You might think that it is, particularly when June Tabor sings it so well. And I have to confess that I did. But it is actually a setting of a poem by A.E. Housman by the composer George Butterworth. Maybe that appropriation of the colours and timbres of English music by classical composers has consequences. I spoke to one jazz musician who has dealt with that idea of English folk music being taken away from ordinary people throughout his life. The saxophonist Tony Woods is the son of an eminent folk musician, Rollo Woods. And here's what Tony Woods told me.
There was a kind of whole movement in the 70s of trying to get away from the polite kind of folk clubs that were all a bit slightly genteel, polite sounding. And there was a whole movement of trying to get more earthy and more back to the roots of what perhaps was English, real English folk dancing. And there was a sort of an earthiness there, or a desire for earthiness.
And for Tony Woods, with his deep roots in the English folk tradition and a long perspective, the reasons why English folk can appear distant go deeper.
The English tradition had broken anyway. Whereas in Ireland and Scotland, you've got the tradition is much stronger and it's been a continuous thread. Whereas in England, really, the whole thing collapsed and it was only Cecil Sharp and that managed to kind of just about revive it. And there was one or two people who my dad met and was actually involved with recording, people like Stephen Baldwin and some of the Morris musicians from the Cotswolds, William Kimber, I think, a concertina player. My dad plays concertina. That my dad was kind of connected with and was involved with recording some of those people. But that was like, they were just like dying and as they were almost had died out completely.
That was Tony Woods emphasising the discontinuity of the English folk tradition until Cecil Sharp, the founder of the folk revival, got going right at the beginning of the 20th century. Tony Woods and other members of his family are steeped in that tradition and they want to pursue it. What he's involved with now is the Jazz Cayley project, led by his nephew, Owen Woods. Definitely don't expect to find a normal jazz band, nor a folk unit either. This band has some unusual add-ons. There's Tony Woods with his reed instruments, there's the band leader's concertina, and this band also has a caller to organise the dancing, which is as important as the music. That was Tony Woods on soprano saxophone playing the tune Country Dance. A similar idea of a complicated relationship with folk music emerged when I spoke to the singer Barb Junger. I asked her why she thought there was a disconnect, why the English are reluctant to engage with their own folk tradition.
I think it's because we've got a slightly snooty attitude to our own roots, and I think that goes across all kinds of British culture, but it really shines bright when you start looking at traditional English music, which seems to, you know, there's a Celtic festival every year. There's that beautiful festival in Glasgow where people come from all over the world to join in the mythology of Celt. But we don't have anything that celebrates, you know, Sidmouth festivals and festivals like that. People go, oh, Morris dancing. And everything kind of gets thrown into a sort of bargain basement bin. But we've got this incredible tradition of beautiful, beautiful song that's open, wide, for and lyrically gorgeous and apparently simple melody, but not that simple, actually.
Black is the colour of my true love's hair. His lips are like some rosy fair. The sweetest smile, the gentlest hands. I love the ground whereon he stands. Love the ground whereon he stands. I love my love and well he knows. Love the ground whereon he goes. Wish the day it soon will come. He and I will be as one. He and I will be as one.
Barb Junger singing Black is the Colour, a song which seems to have gone back and forth across the Atlantic. That's something never to forget, the fluidity with which folk traditions can disappear and then re-emerge. How continuous and yet how discontinuous such traditions can be. I had a stroke of luck pursuing this theme. It happened that when I interviewed Barb Junger, the American jazz pianist Lawrence Hobgood was there too. And he has a particular insight into that transplanting of ancient songs. Here he is in dialogue with Barb Junger.
My mother was an Appalachian folk artist, so unlike a lot of American jazz musicians, I grew up understanding that it came from a British tradition.
And it molds and melds as it goes there. That's what's exciting, isn't it? It kind of flows over there and swishes around, and then it flows back to us.
Well, it's interesting you should put it that way, because to a great extent, it was the fact that for a long time, it didn't flow much of anywhere. That is why it had its own interesting gestation.
Mm.
There's a beautiful ballad called Wondrous Love. It's not as well known. I will not say that I know what its roots are. Poor Wayfaring Stranger.
Oh, Poor Wayfaring, that's a great song. That's an absolutely great song.
I'm just a poor wayfaring stranger, a traveling through this world of woe. There's no trouble, no toil or danger in that fair land to which I go.
Wayfaring Stranger, the singer was Tierney Sutton, and thanks to Lawrence Hobgood for inspiring that thought. There are certainly other lines of connection. The singer Burton Bradstock has made an interesting album of folk songs. And then there was Lammas. I know some listeners will be nostalgic for the fine album that saxophonist Tim Garland, trumpeter Kenny Wheeler, and the poet and guitarist Don Patterson put out in 1991. But in the end, I can't help feeling drawn towards the Celtic countries, where the jazz musicians can connect with a more continuous tradition. I loved an album which Hugh Warren and saxophonist Mark Lockhart made with the native Welsh-speaking singer Llewyn Stephan, something authentic and rather wonderful, and here it is, a beautiful, passionate hymn from Wales. It's a sign of what can be found in unlikely corners of our music. The words in Welsh mean, "This is a love that's like the oceans, and a mercy like the sea," and here they are, brought to life by jazz musicians Hugh Warren, Llewyn Stephan, Mark Lockhart.
Thank you.
The trio of singer Lewin Steffen, pianist Hugh Warren, and saxophonist Mark Lockhart with the Welsh hymn Ebenezer, ending jazz writer Sebastian Scotney's look at some of the connecting points between jazz and folk music. Now we turn to one of Britain's finest pianists, Jason Rebello, who spent many years on the road with rock giants Sting and Jeff Beck. Jason's debut many years ago presented a gifted jazz musician very much at the forefront of the 1980s jazz resurgence, started by trumpeter Wynton Marsalis. His music was confident and assured and very much influenced by the pioneering fusion of the iconic saxophonist Wayne Shorter, who produced that album. Jason ended up playing with his hero and is now a hero to many of his own fans across the world. More than a few years and many albums later, he now releases his first solo piano album. Full of quiet, connecting meditations created around rich compositional gems, the album is an enjoyable and fulfilling listen. This is Happy But For How Long? The excellent piano of Jason Rebello, and a piece that would sit quite happily in any good Brazilian songbook. That was Happy But For How Long from his Edition Records debut entitled Held, which is out now. Coming up shortly, the performance I promised from the exceptional and award-winning vocalist Christine Tobin. I gave you a little taste earlier of her excellent trio playing a Leonard Cohen number, so stay tuned for more of that trio, Cohen, and other musical treasures. You're listening to Jazz Lineup here on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph, online, on FM and on digital. Coming up soon, the concert performance I've been promising you from Irish vocalist Christine Tobin and her trio, pouring their own unique and attractive take on a number of songwriters, including Paul Simon, Leonard Cohen, João Bosco and Tobin herself. Now based in New York, Christine returned to the UK in January 2016 for a special set at the South Coast Jazz Festival, a musician-led and curated festival now in its second year and based at the Rope Tackle Centre in Shoreham-by-Sea, West Sussex, very close to Brighton. Well, before we hear the music, Jazz Lineup's Kevin Legendre caught up with Christine at the festival.
I'm backstage at the Rope Tackle Art Centre in Shoreham-by-Sea for the second annual South Coast Jazz Festival with Christine Tobin. So your career is already a good couple of decades old with numerous recordings and numerous different projects. And of course, something that we really have to talk about, which is very significant in your life, is a recent move to New York. You're originally from Dublin. You lived in London for a long time. You lived in Margate, yes, in Kent. And now, yeah, the journey has taken you to New York.
Yeah. Well, I was a long time. I originally moved from Dublin to London. I moved for about 6 months. And then, like about 28 years later, I realised a lot more time had gone by than I'd expected. We moved to Margate, which was great. It was wonderful being by the sea. And I made four albums while I was there. So I felt like, you know, that was good and productive. But I thought, where do you go to after Margate? And the obvious place was New York.
Makes perfect sense.
Doesn't it? Just. So off we went to New York. Myself and the wonderful Phil Robson setting ourselves up there. And, you know, it's a whole new life. Both of us are still working back here and, you know, have a base back in London as well, keeping that on. But it's somewhere we've both always wanted to move to New York for a time, just to experience it, because it's such a great cultural centre and the hub of the source of the music that we love. We've both sort of been back and forth over the years, and we just thought, well, now's the time.
To coin a phrase?
To coin a phrase.
So can we look forward to a recording with New York musicians, do you think, in the fullness of time?
I hope so. I really do. So far I've just been going around to lots of gigs, and you know, there's some amazing music there. But I want to kind of I'd like to really go in a different direction. I'm not sure, you know, exactly what yet. But that's partly why we've gone away, is to be inspired and to get to reinvent yourself. You know. That's the big thing to do.
And find something fresh.
And find something fresh and a new perspective, you know, and to shake things up really and start again. But I have got an album that I recorded. It's all recorded, done and dusted, and that's called Pelt. And it's settings of poems and lyrics by Paul Muldoon, the contemporary poet. So people like Gareth Lacrane is on it, and Liam Noble, Kate Short, Phil Robson, Dave Whitford, a young violinist called Richard Jones. So I'm really excited about that. But I look forward to working with New York musicians as well.
And we definitely look forward to hearing it. Christine, thank you very much. A pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
The ever-creative vocalist and artist Christine Tobin speaking with Jazz Lineup's Kevin Legendre. The music we're going to hear offers us an insight into the myriad influences and expressions of this fine artist, who investigates poetry and wordsmiths, as well as music from different cultures and traditions. I particularly admire her original music and high level of delivery on all the pieces she tackles. Every song has a point and purpose, performed with sensitivity and poignancy. Her original Brandy and Scars, a stylishly written Brazilian-influenced piece in 5/4, is a personal favourite. And now to the performance, with Dave Whitford on bass and the great Phil Robson on guitar. Here is Christine Tobin and the trio, who opened their set up with Leonard Cohen's Dance Me to the End of Love. Originally from Cohen's 1984 album Various Positions, this was recorded at the Rope Tackle Centre as part of the 2016 South Coast Jazz Festival.
Dance me to your beauty with the burning violin. Dance me through the panic till I'm gathered safely in. Lift me like an olive branch and be my homeward dove. And dance me to the end of love. Oh, dance me to the end of love. Beauty when the witnesses are gone. Let me feel you moving like they do in Babylon. Show me slowly what I only know the limits of, and dance me to the end of love. Oh, dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the wedding now, dance me on and on. Dance me very tenderly and dance me very long. We're both of us beneath our love, both of us above. And dance me to the end of love. Ah, dance me to the end of love. Oh, 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 oh
So much. And that was Leonard Cohen's Dance Me to the End of Love. And I like Leonard Cohen so much that I made an album of 11 of his songs a couple of years ago. It's called A Thousand Kisses Deep. Anyway, but we're going to do an original. This is called Brandy and Scars.
Silvery hue, I am a wound up girl, bound in a mesh of shimmering ice, bitter and sweet like sugar and spice. Sustain words.
weaved round your rubber teeth. The air was icy cold. Each gesture so seductive, languorous and old. Mirror images spiraled upon the past distorted face. The comfort of nostalgia imbued with beauty's fading
do a ballad for you now, and this is written by another great songwriter, an American one, Paul Simon. This was also recorded by a jazz pianist, a great pianist, Bill Evans.
Drove away. I do it for
winter, we shared a cold, drank all the orange juice that we could hold. I do it for your love. Found a rug in an old junk shop, splash of tears, the northern and the southern hemispheres. Love emerges, but it disappears. I do it for your love. I do.
Thank you. the southern hemispheres, love emerges, but it disappears. I do it for your love. I do it for your love.
Leave you with this Brazilian song by a great Brazilian called Elis Regina. So this is something that she recorded. Thank you.
The Christine Tobin Trio ending their set with O Bebado Ea Equilibrista. Dave Whitford on bass, Phil Robson on guitar, and on vocals, Christine Tobin. Recorded at the Rope Tackle Centre as part of the 2016 South Coast Jazz Festival, and for details of all the titles in tonight's performance, check out the link on the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. Well, that's almost the end of this week's edition of Jazz Lineup. On next week's show, I'll have a performance from singer Ian Shaw recorded on our very own Jazz Lineup stage at the 2016 Gateshead Jazz Festival. Plus, Kevin Legendre will be here for this month's Now's the Time, where he'll be reassessing a classic jazz album. Remember, you can catch Jazz Now on Monday nights at 11 on BBC Radio 3. This week, Soweto Kinch presents US saxophonist Tim Burns' band Snake Oil in concert at the Cheltenham Jazz Festival. Soweto also meets new Blue Note signing Logan Richardson. That's Monday night at 11. To end today, the British jazz wonder that is Bennett McLean, staggering in the breadth of his vocals, accomplishments on the piano, violin, and in composition as well. Bennett can overwhelm and captivate at the same time. He's a ball of energy who embraces everything he hears, and his new album picks up from the myriad strands he laid out on his Land of Oubli-Di debut. The album is full of variety that filters everything from bebop, the ruts, with a cover of the reggae punk band's Babylon's Burning that cross-pollinates a groove from jazz master Branford Marsalis. The album is a feast for the ears. This is the title track, The Bopped and the Bopless. Till next time, bye-bye.
This goes out to the bopped and the bopless. I'm for the lives of the hopes and have nuts, the rich and the poor, at the homeless souls, attending for the truth, the light, the everyone last inside. Swing up, swing up, brother. Keep your head to the sky. No, 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 no. Everybody sing. Thank you.
goes out to the bob, to the bobless. A metaphor for the lies of the hoped and have-nots, the rich and the poor, and the homeless, all touch and dip with the truth, the light. Spring on, spring on, brother. Binto, find goals, can't get into the car with a troubled soul. Rearrange the cars, we got to find the truth. Everlasting signs. Material wealth, not health, is what we strive for. Live or die for, forgetting that the life within is living, forgiven. Being told, find goals, can't get into your car with a troubled soul. Got to find the truth, everlasting. Swing on, swing on.